This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live 603-283-6160. That's the call line if you want to join in the conversation. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Riley.
And Nikki.
No worries. And with the recent release of iOS 15, Apple appears to have made some changes to Siri functionality that have removed features relied on by low vision and blind iPhone users. Now, these features already existed. I can't imagine what rationality they had for removing these already existing features from Siri.
That sort of thing happens all the time with new releases with Apple. They mess everything up for disabled users. I know every single year I monitor forums that blind people post on about these iOS updates, and every year Apple has so many bugs, accessibility bugs, that it's just frustrating, because if a normal release of any software had as many bugs that disabled blind people are dealing with, then people would be outraged. But yet there isn't a lot of outrage anywhere. There isn't a lot of pushback toward Apple because of these major bugs. And it's hard to get bug reports submitted because are we being listened to? I mean, blind people don't represent a massive amount of iPhone users.
I mean, plus, if they remove some of these features, it may be difficult to actually get in touch with support.
Oh, sure. And I don't use iOS 15 yet. I have not updated my phone because of all the bugs. I'm waiting until it's more stable.
Sure.
And I'm just concerned that because blind people are being virtually ignored by Apple, it seems like, they claim to be all about helping people with disabilities like the blind or impairments or whatever, but here they are demonstrating that they don't really care. They only do that to virtue signal.
Clearly, several Siri commands that provide details on phone calls, voicemails, and sending emails no longer appear to be working. The following commands used to be functional but have recently been removed. Do I have any voicemails? Play my voicemail messages. Now, that's an obvious feature to have. That's probably one that is used by people who can see.
Yeah, I use a lot of those features.
Check my call history. Check my recent calls. Who called me? Obviously useful if you can't look down at your phone and see who called you. Send an email and send an email to person.
So they took away those features?
Yeah, they did. As far as I'm aware. Like I said, I haven't updated yet. So I haven't tested this, but it sounds like they have removed these features.
Yeah, Riley suggests that it may just be the result of bugs as well, that they just, you know, didn't bug check the accessibility features or whatever, or the new version of Siri. I don't know how it works.
Which it seems likely, because it seems like disabled people are the back of the line, so to speak. It's like,
accessibility features would be an important thing to beta test, for sure.
Oh, sure, and, you know, it feels like I was born blind, so I'm used to having this quote-unquote disability, but it feels like I'm getting a quote-unquote separate but equal product.
Yeah.
In a way, because a lot of people just want to have, they want to claim that, oh, blind people should get special products. No, we want to have the same access to the same devices our sighted peers are using. And iPhones and smartphones have revolutionized that for us in a lot of ways. I mean, it's nice for me to be able to pull out my phone, have the same iPhone that someone else has, and be able to access the same sort of things everyone else does to some extent.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, for sure. But it seems like people with disabilities are being ignored to some extent. It seems like it's always done that. It seems like we who have a disability have to advocate harder for the things that we want, because we're being ignored.
Over the last 2 weeks, this site has received several emails from iPhone users who are missing this key Siri functionality, or their relatives who are attempting to help them navigate the changes. The Siri feature removals have also been documented on the Apple Viz forums for blind and low vision users of Apple products. One person said, one of the people whom I support told me that she could no longer use Siri to send email from her iPhone 8 with iOS 14. I tried on my iPhone with iOS 15, and the response from Siri was, sorry, I can't help with that. So she can no longer even send an email using iOS 14 because of whatever changes there have been made to Siri. That's what I would have expected, is that Siri is centralized on Apple servers, so when they update Siri, it affects all versions of iOS, but I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
But now Siri is saying, sorry, I can't help with that. Subsequently, I've had the same response on a phone running iOS 12. If this is a deliberate feature removal, it's certainly a loss to some users with sight loss who find it a convenient way to send a brief email. And probably the only way they can go about sending an email.
For some people, yeah, I can send an email differently, but it takes me a little longer.
I saw you tapping on your phone early, and it was impressive. Prior to this last iOS update, if Siri was asked to play voicemail, Siri would. Now Siri just states that she can't do that. Trying to find a workaround, as my dad, who is completely blind, heavily relied on this feature. My sister is blind, and Siri would respond to voice commands, i.e. read my text, call Barbara, answer questions regarding weather, and most importantly, tell my sister who called her. Which, again, is probably very helpful for people who can't look down at the phone and see who called them.
Absolutely. I can't imagine that they would purposely take away these features. I would think that it would have to be some sort of bug or an oversight.
Yeah, an oversight.
That's what we're hoping here. But I don't know. Apple has a history of leaving bugs on their systems for quite some time. I know. So I use a piece of software on my phone called VoiceOver, which is different than Siri. It allows me to interact with the screen on the iPhone. And so using VoiceOver, there's always some sort of bug with every update. It seems like some bugs have persisted forever, though, and it's really frustrating because...
To be fair, that's pretty much true of every piece of software I've ever used, is they update something and it creates a bug somewhere else. That's why I have updates just completely disabled on my gaming PC, because Microsoft is bad about that as well.
Yeah.
They update this. I mean, antivirus software is one of the worst offenders. I've seen, you know, McAfee antivirus just brick computers because of deleting system files and things like that, and having... It's absolutely horrifying what some of these companies do when they're actually beta testing their software, or they just don't pay attention to their beta testers.
Yeah.
It's worth noting that it's still possible to ask Siri to play the most recent voicemail message that's available, or a voicemail from a specific person, but Siri will not read out a list of all the available voicemails. The Siri commands seem to have disappeared when iOS 15 was released, but iOS 14 users are also not able to use them anymore, so it's not an issue tied to the operating system. They asked Apple for a comment on whether this was a bug or if there are alternate commands available for users. Isn't the whole point of Siri is that she's supposed to be able to do some sort of natural language interpretation where you don't have to use specific commands?
Yeah, that's the whole point of Siri. It's supposed to be a better voice assistant every time it updates.
But it doesn't. That rarely happens. And that happens to me all the time when I'll use Siri while I'm driving. And she's like, oh, sorry, I couldn't understand you, or sorry, I can't help you with that. I rarely can use any of her features. So I was just able to send a text message using Siri for the first time the other day.
Wow.
And that's because I was really desperate because I was driving and I was like, I need to contact this person right now. I don't have time to pull over and I'm not going to text while I'm driving. And it worked. So that was the first time I actually got it to work, honestly.
I have no experience with Siri, but I briefly played around with the Google Voice Assistant and I was not impressed. And it required me to always have my microphone on and Google always listening. So
So I actually don't have Hey Siri, which is the feature that keeps the microphone on, always on my phone. I turn that off because I don't like having that going
on. Yeah, I don't blame you. So these people waited several days for a response from Apple but did not hear back. A user on the Apple Viz forum spoke to Apple support and was told that Apple is aware of the issue. So there's a possibility that this function will be re-added at some point. But it's still disgusting that they didn't make it front and center as something they needed to make sure was available in their new version of Siri or whatever it is they have going on. really unfair to people who cannot see to not be able to use their phones because Apple. And because
it's a big deal for those people.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. When we come back, we're going to talk more about those trillion-dollar coins that could fix everything. It's free.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Live. You call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 is the call in line to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And you can get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Physical tickets are sold out, but you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more are speaking at this October 16th event. So go get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. I was on vacation when I learned that they had actually sold out of physical tickets. I was talking about the something in regard to it with Mark. He's like, "Oh, well, you can cancel that. They're sold out." And I was like, "Oh, Mark, I'm in Kentucky. I don't know about updating this at the moment. And I'm also hammered, and it's 2:00 in the morning, but I will do what I can."
Bad time.
However, they do still have virtual tickets, lifetimeliberty.com. Now, I had something pulled up, and then I lost it, so give me 1 second because I had to click that over because I no longer had it in front of me. Australia is a weird beast these days. I mean, it's a full-blown police state. I think we can all agree on that.
I definitely agree. I mean, I've heard about Australia being fully locked down and people being harassed.
I mean, you're basically locked in your house 23 hours a day in New South Wales.
Which is basically house arrest. Like
it is absolutely
under
house arrest. And you're allowed 1 hour of exercise.
Oh, you get your yard time.
Oh my
yes,
gosh.
Per day.
Yeah, that literally is like yard time. Only 1 hour? That's
it is
crazy.
Exactly yard time. And worse, the New South Wales police are texting you at random.
Yeah.
And you have 15 minutes to respond with a selfie of you in your house.
What if your phone's turned off?
Well, the 15 minutes later, they're going to send the police out there.
That's ridiculous.
To make sure that you are where you're supposed to be.
Oh,
yes, they are full-blown police state. And despite all of that, their total COVID-19 cases have now topped 100,000. And officials are taking things even further. Sydney residents who are not vaccinated against COVID-19 risk being barred from various social activities, even when they are freed from stay-at-home orders in December.
But Aria,
well,
we can't allow unvaccinated people to participate in society. It's too dangerous.
Well, what alarms me about this most is that they're basically giving up and saying, we're not lifting this lockdown until December, which means we have to get all the way through October and November. And it's probably going to be the end of December before they actually do it.
And what is their reasoning for that? Like, do they have any, like, studies that they're citing? Or
no.
Do they have any sort of data or evidence that this is going to help? Like, I don't really understand what they're doing.
It's supposed to prevent the spread of COVID-19, right?
But it's not.
No,
so.
And one county or state in Australia, however they refer to it, one territory, just had one guy test positive for COVID-19, and they're scrambling to figure out, you know, how did he get it? Because
who cares?
We're under lockdown.
Like, it's okay, Australia. Just chill out. Like, it doesn't matter how he got it.
It kind of does, because there's no interstate travel in Australia, and this guy didn't go anywhere. He stayed in his home. He obeyed all the rules, and suddenly he has COVID-19.
So I'm really
kind of weird.
I'm really concerned about the lockdowns here in Australia, because they're going to really, really, really affect the mental health of these people locked down. It's going to drive them crazy. It's going to create a lot of isolation and loneliness issues, and it's really going to cause a lot of problems. Yes, we can socialize online, but it's not the same as getting a hug.
And spring just started in Australia. As I understand it, COVID would be December would be the start of summer for them. So
yeah, so why would they still be locked down? I'm thinking, like, our seasonal cycles. So, yeah, that doesn't make sense that they're already saying, oh, you have to be locked down until December. That would maybe make sense here because that's, like, the fall, like, flu season.
Well, I thought January and February were our worst flu season.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's, like, when they... it makes more sense to lock down during the fall than it would in the summer.
Well, they're not locking down during the summer. They're ending it during the summer. Because summer for them would start on December 22nd.
Right. Oh, okay. I think I'm just confused.
Because they're in the southern hemisphere. I know. I was
confused.
Don't
mind me. I don't know my Australian season.
And it's so weird to me to think about them celebrating, you know, Christmas in the at the very beginning of summertime. But
it's definitely different, isn't it? I mean, we picture winter being Christmas and Thanksgiving, at least in the American part of the world, or Thanksgiving and fall holidays and winter holidays being Christmas and New Year's, and here. Australia and New Zealand and those countries down south are celebrating these holidays during the summer.
I'm curious what Australian Christmas songs there are, because they're not dreaming of a white Christmas down there, obviously.
No.
I don't know of any Australian Christmas songs. I think we ought to look
at that. But neither are people in Texas.
Also fair. But it does occasionally snow in parts of Texas.
Yeah.
Maybe there are probably some parts of the state that don't get snow. But anyway. Under a roadmap to exit lockdown in Australia's biggest city, unvaccinated people are already subject to delays and freedoms that will be gradually granted to inoculated residents between October the 11th and December the 1st. So as they're entering spring, people who are vaccinated are going to get more freedom than people who are unvaccinated. This person, whose name I'm not going to attempt, said people who choose not to be vaccinated could be barred entry to shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues even after the state lifts all restrictions against them on December the 1st.
So I read a lot of tweets from people on the left on Twitter, and they always make the claim that if you don't get vaccinated, you shouldn't be allowed to participate in society because you're not allowing yourself to keep others safe.
I would gladly agree to that if they're not going to put a gun to my head and make me obey their little government rules.
But they're not putting a gun to your head, are you?
But the government absolutely is putting a gun to my head, and, you know, literally did so a little over 6 months ago. But even that, metaphorically, yes, every law that is on the books is the government putting a gun to your head, because if you don't obey the law, they will ultimately arrest you, and if you don't agree to be arrested, they will kill you.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
And you can also get and spread COVID if you're vaccinated.
You can. And that was one of the things that bothered me most about Louder Than Life. You know, if it is a super spreader event, if people go back and now COVID's out of control and it's because of Louder Than Life, they're going to blame the unvaccinated for it. But if you were unvaccinated, you had to prove that you did not have COVID-19 with one of the actual test results.
Yeah, so that means
you could not go there if you had COVID and were unvaccinated. However, if you were vaccinated, that was all they needed, even though all the science shows that you can still get COVID and spread it if you're vaccinated. So it'd be the fault of the vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's how it is in most places. I know one of the rules for the medical exemption where I work, if you don't want to get vaccinated, one of the things was you have to get tested weekly.
Which
but
is better.
The vaccinated people don't have to, though. So,
right, and that's in full disregard of the science that says very clearly the vaccinated people can still get and spread COVID-19 with just as much viral load, just as much contamination as people who are unvaccinated. But it's not the unvaccinated people spreading COVID-19, because they're the ones who still have to get tested and prove that they're not positive for COVID-19. It's pretty much a broken system here. It's all about obedience and complying and getting that stupid jab, whether it works or not. 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now and not be worried, because we need to understand the Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life. So I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, said many of the provisions in the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill will reward American adversaries by increasing energy dependence on countries like China and Russia. This is USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren, pressing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on his record on financial regulation, said she wouldn't support him for a second term as head of the U.S. Central Bank, the highest-profile Democrat with a say on his confirmation to come out against him.
Renominating you means gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
Powell's term expires in February, and Bloomberg News has reported that White House aides are considering recommending President Joe Biden keep him on the job. Dollar Tree, known for selling $1 items, will start testing higher price points in what it's calling a multi-price evolution driven by a combination of customer demand and inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Aria,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And Bitcoin.com is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you don't know anything about this important world-changing information, get on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day and watch these videos that will explain to you the basics of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and what it is and how it works. Because it's changing the world, and it's only going to continue changing the world as, you know, it's easy to forget that Bitcoin is only like 10, 12 years old. I don't remember. I think it's probably 11 years at this point.
It's done really well. I love how Bitcoin's doing right now.
It has done exceptionally well. It was the best investment of the decade for 2010 to 2020 by an enormous margin.
Oh, for sure.
Because you got to remember, at one point, Bitcoin was a penny each.
Yeah, and people forget that Bitcoin isn't just an investment. It's a currency.
Well, it wants to be a currency. Well, it's unusable as one for
the most
part.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the network's all clogged up, and the fees are really astronomically high, but it's supposed to be a currency. It's supposed to be allowed. It's supposed to be a currency to help the unbanked and those living in poorer countries have money.
Absolutely. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. And if you already are knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com still has something for you. You can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. That's news.bitcoin.com, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. So we're talking about Australia here, which is being rather open and transparent, at least, which is surprising for a police state, about their two-tier system, which is designed to encourage more people to get vaccinated. No. That's not true at all.
It's creating class warfare.
It's designed to punish people for being unvaccinated. You're not offering them a reward. You're not saying, hey, get vaccinated and we'll give you tickets to Disney World or whatever. You're saying, hey, if you want to have the right to go to the grocery store, you have to get vaccinated. That's a very different thing than encouraging people.
So I think people need to understand that rights do not come from government. They are inherent in your life. You have the right to associate with whom you wish. And that being said, if you're forcing your company on someone else, that's a problem. But the unvaccinated people and the vaccinated people are at war because they feel like someone's being forced on them. And it's not the case. This is the story you're being told.
I don't know how true it is. None of the people who I know who are vaccinated give me any sort of hard time about being unvaccinated. They don't hate me for being unvaccinated. There are some, like, hard left people who are very young, like 22 years old, and probably hardcore socialists who are constantly calling this a pandemic of the unvaccinated or whatever. But by and large, I don't think the average person is really buying this particular hate cell.
I don't think I've met anybody who has attacked me for being unvaccinated. I mean, I'm being threatened to lose my job, but I guess that's about it.
And that's largely because of the Biden administration.
And honestly, like, my manager personally would not fire me.
Right.
If it was up to her.
Wow.
See, I'm in a crappy position where my manager also would not fire me if it was up to her. But because of that, she's also willing to just lie and say I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't, because I want nothing more to get fired from this place, and it's proving very difficult. It's been criticized for both this two-tier system, for both penalizing vulnerable groups who have not had access to inoculations, and for falling short of providing a real incentive for the vaccine hesitant. Yes, because as we pointed out, this isn't a incentive. It's like you're smacking someone and you said, hey, your incentive is that I will stop doing this.
Yeah, it's like the stop hitting yourself thing where you grab someone's hand and you smack them in the face.
An incentive would be like, hey, if you do this, I'll give you a candy bar or whatever.
Yeah. But aren't people being offered lottery tickets and things like that in the United States for getting the vaccine?
They were, and those were actually incentives. I don't know how successful they were, and I don't know whether or not they're still going on. But there was a time when people were, you know, being given $50 or gift cards to wherever just for getting vaccinated.
The most ridiculous incentive I had ever heard was in Worcester, Massachusetts, on South Main Street, which is known for being, you know, having high drug rates. They were going around and giving people like $30 or $50, which
probably is, in cash.
Yeah, in cash, like just enough for a fix to get vaccinated.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
How did they know they spent the money on the vaccine on getting vaccinated?
Or, well, I don't know. Vaccinated is free.
Yeah, I think they like brought them to get vaccinated, and then like right after they were like, okay, here's your $30 to you know, buy your drug of choice.
Wow.
In Australia, pubs, cafes, gyms, and hairdressers will reopen to fully vaccinated people on October the 11th in New South Wales, which is where Sydney is, and more curbs will be eased once 80% of its adult population becomes fully vaccinated, expected by the end of October. Now, one of the things, I don't like the United Kingdom, I don't like any of the stuff that its government does, and I don't like the health passes in general. Well, I hate the health passes, but there is at least allow you to say that you're immune because you've had COVID-19.
Which makes sense.
It does make sense. The ones here in the United States that we've seen so far don't give you that option, and the government of New South Wales is also not giving people that option.
I wish the option was available because, from what I've heard, natural immunity is better.
Which is what we would expect. Yeah. I would expect my body to be better at fighting a disease in general than, you know, human ingenuity, especially when it's a year and a half into this.
It's weird that COVID is being treated differently than other viruses, because I don't know if you guys have ever heard of, like, chickenpox parties or, like, the chickenpox lollipops.
Yeah, but those are no longer allowed.
Because you have to get vaccinated against chickenpox, but they work perfectly fine. I know, like, people used to have their kids suck on a lollipop, and then they'd mail it to somebody else's kid. They'd pass it around, and they would all get chickenpox. They'd get over it, and then they have immunity.
I don't know. I don't think pox parties are the smartest way to do it, but okay.
I mean, it works for me.
You teach
their own. I had chicken pox, and that was
it. But the point is, like, I'm not saying anything against the chicken pox vaccine. I'm vaccinated against chicken pox. What I am saying is that The natural immunity works.
It, but it's because I'm naturally immune to it.
Yeah, the natural immunity for chickenpox works.
Hmm. So Australia is pursuing a faster reopening through higher vaccination rates despite persistent infections. Interestingly, the same thing is true in Israel, where they have a very high vaccination rate and still their COVID-19 cases are climbing. The Delta-fueled outbreak has divided state and territory leaders, with some presiding over virus-free parts of the country, indicating that they will defy a federal plan to reopen borders once the adult population reaches 80% vaccination, which is expected in November. So these virus-free parts of the country do not want to reopen their internal borders once the restrictions are lifted, because even though they don't have COVID-19 there, they're so terrified of strangers bringing it in that they may not actually reopen.
I think this is the problem with the wording that we're being exposed to. The wording is pandemic. It inspires fear in people, and when people are afraid, they lose their rationality.
I don't think the word pandemic inspires fear in people anymore. We've had it thrown at us consistently for the last year and a half. To me, pandemic is just a normal word that means nothing at this point.
Well, maybe I spend way too much time on social media, so.
The number of COVID-19 cases recorded by Australia since the beginning of the pandemic topped 100,000 on Tuesday, with around 70% of those detected since a Delta variant-fueled wave hit the country in mid-June. So despite the lockdowns that they've had since mid-June, I don't know exactly when the lockdowns went into place, but they've been in place for a very long time, 70% of Australian cases of COVID-19 have been since mid-June. New South Wales reported 863 new cases yesterday, which is up from 787 a day earlier, and again, they're one of the most locked down places in the world. The lockdowns do not appear to be working for New South Wales. The northeast state of Queensland reported 4 cases, including its first mystery case in almost 2 months. Officials are racing to trace the source after an aviation worker who has not traveled interstate or overseas recently somehow contracted the virus. Well, they got it from someone,
yeah.
Because it doesn't just spontaneously appear.
Yeah, something had to happen.
So it could be a false positive.
It could very well be. But one thing is for sure, the lockdowns there don't seem to be doing any good, and they're certainly not doing any good for the people of Australia or New South Wales. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in or share your opinions on whatever is important to you. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And we talked about it a bit last night, but I found it in the news today, so I want to talk about it again. The trillion-dollar coin that Washington is eyeing as a solution to the budget problem.
Wait, a trillion-dollar coin?
Yes. They,
oh, my goodness.
They want to print a coin. Oh, not print. They want to mint a coin.
What are they going
to
make this coin out of?
Probably platinum or something. And they're just going to write 1 trillion on it and give it to the Federal Reserve Bank and say, here, we paid $1 trillion of the national debt.
I really hope the value of that platinum is actually $1 trillion.
Oh, it absolutely won't be. It'll just be a platinum coin with trillion stamped on it, and I love everything about it.
It's just going to be a penny with, like, taped, like, a piece of paper. $1 trillion.
That'd be funny. That is just so funny that these people are considering this.
Talk of a trillion-dollar U.S. coin has returned to Washington now that Congress is mired in yet another political impasse over raising the debt ceiling. And as we mentioned last night, they're going to raise the debt ceiling. They're just going to create a bunch of drama before they do it.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah,
they do this every single time. They keep printing money. The dollar is going to go through a meltdown eventually. It's just being kicked down the road a little more.
And eventually they won't be able to do that. The idea for the pricey platinum, which would be unprecedented, but not necessarily illegal. In fact, I think it would be completely legal, was originally floated in 2011 as a runaround in the recurring war between Democrats and Republicans. Look, can we stop using the word war to describe the bickering between Democrats and Republicans?
They're both on the same team.
Well, they bicker. Yeah. You know, they disagree, but calling it a war is so stupid.
They just need to go away.
They do. They do. Really do.
That's why I want them to make this trillion-dollar coin. It makes the government go away even faster.
Because people will see it for the sham it really is.
I can't wait for the U.S. dollar to just collapse.
And that's why I brought in this article, because some of the comments that the economists make
clearly reveal that they don't understand how any of this actually works.
Oh, man.
Champions of this idea are pointing to a 1997 law, which in theory would allow the Treasury Secretary to authorize a platinum coin at the value of his or her discretion. The President could direct the Treasury Secretary to mint a $1 trillion piece. $1 trillion piece.
Wow.
I like someone who's watching at youtube.freetalklive.com suggested, where if they're going to do this, they have to use the Monopoly guy as the face of the coin.
Yes.
They have to do that.
So you guys are frequently talking about the dollar collapsing, and some people are excited about it, and some people aren't. I don't know where I fall on this, because I can see how problematic such a thing would be in society.
Yeah.
To me, it's just Darwinism, man. Anyone who's been watching the economy... just since I've been an adult, and they don't realize that there's some huge underlying problem that needs to be addressed, and they didn't take the time to look into that because they have, for some reason, faith in the government that has lied to them their entire lives. It's time for some Darwinism to happen, man. They brought this on themselves.
Hmm.
Those of us who paid attention and went, wait a minute, man, something is not right here.
Yeah.
Why did all of this money just get shifted to Halliburton and Lockheed Martin, and why is Dick Cheney... one of the CEOs or owners of Halliburton, and he's the one who was... If none of this made people raise questions, then they deserve the struggle that's going to come.
So, Aria, someone might make the comment, well, you're just unsympathetic to people because of your Darwinism comments. What would you tell them?
I have sympathy for people who deserve sympathy. But people who are just burying their heads in the sand... Who weren't concerned the last time they raised the debt limit, who aren't paying any attention. The people who voted for me when I ran for office, I have no sympathy for them. They deserve what's coming to them, right?
Oh, wow.
And that's...
Oh, the people that voted for you just because you had an R next to your name?
Yeah. And yeah. It's true of Democrats as well. And people who are, you know, they support the Federal Reserve simply because it has the word federal in it. They deserve what's coming to them. Hmm. The government has made it clear my entire life that it cannot be trusted ever. It lies all the time about anything, whether there's a benefit in lying about it or not. It just lies. And these people are still putting their faith and their trust in the government. Two years ago, the people on the left were screaming that government couldn't be trusted. And it was because of Donald Trump.
Yeah, because Trump was in power. Now they're like, oh, we love the government. The government's the best thing that ever happened to us because Biden's in power.
Yes, and now Republicans are saying, oh, well, we can't trust the government anymore. And none of them are looking around trying to identify what the actual underlying issue is.
And the issue is that government has lied. It doesn't matter which thug is occupying the Oval Office. Every government official has lied to you at some point in your life.
Such a maneuver would bypass Congress, which is, again, flirting with disaster. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned on Tuesday that the government would run out of cash unless the federal borrowing cap is lifted. And again, just compare this to your life where you're telling your spouse, hey, look, we're going to run out of money. We're going to be broke if we don't get our credit card limit increased. If your wife or your husband doesn't divorce you after that stupid statement, then you also deserve the bankruptcy that's coming. But that's exactly what's happening here. They're like, hey, we're in too much debt. We're not bringing in enough money. The only way we're going to survive another 6 days is if we borrow more money. It's absolutely insane. And people hear this and they don't think, yeah, no, that's not going to work. This entire system is broken, and I need to be getting into gold or cryptocurrency or something so that I'm prepared when this nonsense comes to a head. Then they deserve that.
Well, there's also people at head of economics, in air quotes, saying that, no, you shouldn't worry about this. Like, this is all fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Don't worry. It's going to be just fine. You're going to get your money. Don't worry.
Though it may seem far-fetched, the idea got far enough during the 2003 impasse that the Treasury Department explicitly ruled out minting the coin. Former President Barack Obama alluded to the internal talks over the concept in a January 2017 podcast, saying there were all kinds of wacky ideas. But the solution has hardly been embraced by mainstream economists. Critics include economist Paul Krugman, who, by the way, I think is one of the people who hates Bitcoin, who wrote in March 2020 that the idea was, quote, an accounting gimmick that, quote, wouldn't fool anyone. Yes, but the entire Federal Reserve thing that is going on here, where the Treasury Department creates some notes and the Federal Reserve buys those notes, and then the Treasury Department has to buy the notes back, but with an interest, and the Federal Reserve only takes their currency in order to buy them back. The entire thing is an accounting gimmick between banks and governments adding zeros to a spreadsheet to make themselves richer and us poorer.
So let's talk about something real quick. People need to realize that the dollar does not have the purchasing power it did in 1913. And you have
it doesn't have the purchasing power that it had 6 months ago.
Yeah, I agree. It's ridiculous. People need to understand that the dollar is dropping in value. It's dropping in purchasing power. And they're not even screaming about it. They just don't seem to care.
Well, that's why they've always referred to inflation as the hidden tax. You know, it happens so insidiously and so slowly until you hit hyperinflation that they just don't notice that, hey, you know, didn't a 20-ounce soda used to cost $1.09 and now it's a 16.9-ounce soda and it's $1.79? What caused that? They don't realize that the quantities of things have gotten smaller, the portions got smaller, and that the price went up. And that's one of the ways they hide the inflation. They're like, oh, inflation is only up 5%. I'm like, you say that, but all of these prices are up significantly over just where they were 15 years ago, and the quantity's smaller.
Yeah. I was doing some grocery shopping here in New Hampshire, picking up some stuff so I could have some food to eat, and there are shortages on the shelf. It's crazy.
There are shortages everywhere, and they're going to get worse, and people who work in that, you know, the supply line, they're like, hey, this is there's something really bad coming. And we're going to get into that later. But congressional Republicans have opposed raising the debt ceiling. No, they haven't. They're delaying their approval of it, arguing that President Joe Biden's enormous proposed investments in infrastructure and social programs are fiscally irresponsible. Which is a good point. Joe Biden's $4 trillion-ish dollar thing is a huge part of the reason that the national debt is going to be hit at least so soon, because they're like, hey, national debt's approaching. Let's spend $4 trillion.
Instead of $29 trillion, you're now $33 trillion in debt.
For now, there is no obvious solution to the impasse, raising the possibility that the United States could default for the first time in its history. That's a factually incorrect statement. The United States has defaulted on its debt on, I think, three occasions at this point. But inflation is only going to delay the default a little bit. I mean, that's what the Bretton Woods breakdown in 1973 was. It was the U.S. defaulting on its debt and saying, hey, yeah, look, we're not gonna play that game. It's backed by nothing now. On Tuesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said senior Democratic representative wants to have a $1 trillion coin that doesn't require a congressional official. Isn't that nice of the Democratic representative?
So nice.
It is a workaround, said Ray, a Bard College professor. It sort of makes it obvious that the debt limit itself is a pretty stupid idea. So they just want to get rid of it. Other people wonder whether $1 trillion is big enough. A $1 trillion coin isn't cool. You know what's cool? A $1 quadrillion coin.
Yeah, let's do a $1 quadrillion coin. That'd be awesome.
Might as well.
More coming up here about this weird new world religion. It's Free Talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free.
With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.